Gracious and loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen. 10 years ago this fall, while I was still living in Memphis and working for the theater company there, I took a trip home to see my family in Indiana. And on the way, I spent the night in Chicago. I had several friends who were working on a production of the musical Caroline or Change, a beautiful show written by Tony Kushner and Janine Tesori, and I was very excited to see their work. It had been a long drive, 8 hours up the middle of Illinois, nothing but corn stretching out in either direction. I had a lot of time to think. And I was struggling. You see, I wasn't feeling very satisfied in my work. I knew that if this was what I was supposed to be doing for the rest of my career, working as an actor, I should be feeling something more. There should be more meaning in it for me. I knew that something in my life needed to change, but I had no clue what that might be. I felt stuck, uncertain of the path ahead. And so I went and I sat in the theater and watched this show, Caroline or Change. And it tells the story of Caroline Thibodeau, an African-American maid in southern Louisiana in November 1963. The world is rapidly changing around her, and she's struggling to figure out her place in it. She doesn't know how or what to change in herself and in her own life. And towards the end of the show, a friend of hers says to her, "I know it hurts to change. It actually hurts learning something new. And when you're full grown, it's harder, that's true. It feels like you gotta break yourself apart. It feels like you gotta break your own heart. But folk do it. They do every day, all the time, alone, afraid, folk like you." And as I sat in that theater and listened to these words, I just wept. Because it spoke directly into my heart, to the ways that I felt lost, to the change that I knew I needed but didn't know how to find. The parable in today's gospel is a hard one. It's often referred to as the story of the wicked tenants, the people who kill the vineyard owner's son in hopes of keeping the produce, the fruits of the vineyard, for themselves. Often in this allegory, we think of God as the vineyard owner and we are the people who have gone astray, who are not following the path God has laid out before us. And it's easy to listen to this parable and hear only a cautionary tale of judgment. What will happen to those wicked tenants? But instead, in this story, I find hope. A story of possibility and potential for life-changing transformation. Jesus says, "Haven't you heard? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes." Tenants, we have rejected that cornerstone. Jesus. And it causes us to stray on our path. But then Jesus says, the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, broken open, broken that it might be rebuilt, reformed, transformed into something new. In Japan, there is an art form called kintsugi, golden repair, and it takes porcelain objects, plates, cups, vases that are broken and reforms them, puts them back together, but not exactly as they were before. There is no attempt to hide the cracks. Instead, the cracks are painted gold or silver, celebrating their beauty. It's all a part of a philosophy that's called wabi-sabi, finding beauty in broken things. These beautiful works of art, broken, are remade into something new and even more beautiful than before. In a column for Krista Tippett's website on being, Omid Safi meditates on this idea of wabi-sabi, finding beauty in broken things. And he writes, "Let's repair each other. Let's seek what's cracked in each other. Let's heal our broken spaces. Let's fill what's broken with gold. May we emerge more beautiful, more whole, and luminous. We can emerge from this healing golden, more beautiful. May all that is cracked and broken be healed, be illuminated." In today's gospel, Jesus offers the invitation to be broken on the cornerstone, to truly embrace the cracks in our hearts, the wounds that the world has delivered to us, and not to pretend that they're not there, to make them go away, but to celebrate them as places where God's awesome love can enter our hearts and our lives and reshape us, transform us into something more beautiful than we could ever hope or imagine. May we all find that cornerstone. And may we embrace our brokenness and allow God to paint our broken hearts with gold and silver, and rebuild us on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. Amen.